奉主耶稣圣名继续在这里与同龄一起分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus, I continue to share the word with members among us.
我们今天下午要来谈信心的考验和成长。
Today we'd like to talk about the test and growth of faith.
我们从这个月开始教会读经进度在读列王记。
The Bible reading program this quarter is on Kings.
所以我们今天照进度是读列王记上第十七章了。
So according to the schedule, we're covering 1 Kings chapter 17.
希望弟兄姐妹能够按着进度呢，每天都从圣经里领受属灵的粮食。
So it is hoped that we will follow according to the Bible reading program, and to be fed with the spiritual food.
我们从读经当中呢，会得到神许多的提醒。
Through the Bible reading, we can be reminded.
那我们会看到神他的应许都是实在的。
That his promise are true and it will come to fulfillment.
列王记从第十一章开始呢，我们看到以色列选民的国度分裂成南北两国。
So 1 Kings chapter 11 talk about the division of the kingdoms of Israel.
那国家分成南北之后呢，就是百姓他们信仰再一次的进入了黑暗的时期。
Because it was divided between the north and the south, the people once again enter into the dark ages.
当大卫、所罗门在作王的时候，这是他们国家统一，而且是兴盛。得到平安得到福气的一段短暂的时期。
When David and Solomon became the king, the people enjoy a short period of time of peace and prosperity.
总共的时间应该是少于80年。
So the total duration of those time was less than 80 years.
因为大卫当王40年。
Because David became king for 40 years.
所罗门也作王40年。
And King Solomon became king for 40 years as well.
但是所罗门作王的后半期，基本上国家已经陷入混乱了。
The latter part of King Solomon's time, the country is going through chaos.
所以其实整个选民的国度真正享受神所祝福的平安福气跟很可以住在无花果树底下这样子享受生活的日子不多。
So the true duration of how they enjoy peace and prosper, just like relaxing under the fig tree, is not a lot.
大部分的时间，我们就看到他们的信仰充满了许多的征战，遇到许多的考验。
Most of the time, we see how they face challenges of their faith.
那特别是北国以色列，自从耶罗伯安当王改变信仰之后，他们就没有平安的日子了。
Especially for the northern kingdom, when King Rehoboam became king, they did not enjoy a peaceful days.
那这一段王离开神行神眼中看为恶的时期，其实也是神兴起最多先知来工作的时期。
When the king has departed from God, this is the time God has called upon many other prophets to do His work.
所以从列王记开始，我们看到一系列的神兴起他的仆人先知。
So from the book of Kings, we can see how God had called all his prophets.
这些先知，他们一方面传讲神的警告。
So at the same time, the prophet warned again about the teachings of God.
一方面也直接的到王面前去指责王的错误。
They also went in front of the king to tell him of his wrongdoing.
有时候甚至他们宣告从神来的审判。
Even to the point they had proclaimed judgment that God's judgments toward him.
那么他们也当然也同时向人宣告从神来的祝福。
And they can also announce the blessings that God has given to His people.
所以从列王记上第十一章开头呢，我们就看到许多的先知被神差遣去传讲信息了。
So from 1 Kings chapter 11, we can see how God called all these prophets to proclaim His message.
你看第十一章，列王记上十一章所罗门他离弃神之后，神就兴起先知亚西亚跟他预告将来他的国度会发生的事情了。第十一章，第十一章是亚西亚这个先知被神派出去 转讲信息的。第二十九节。
King Solomon, towards the end of his time, God has called upon a prophet, Ahijah.
就是其实亚西亚他特别去找到这个年轻人耶罗波安啊，告诉他神要从所罗门手上夺回他的国位，把十个支派赐给他。
So the prophet Ahijah found Rehoboam to tell him that God will take his kingdom back, and it will be divided into 12 tribes.
然后把十个支派给耶罗波安。
And these 12 tribes will go under.
10, 10, 10, 10
these 10 tribes will go under Jeroboam.
那所以啊，接下去你看这个国家就照着亚西亚所预言的真的分裂成南北两国。
So according to what he had prophesied, the nation has divided into north and south kingdoms.
十三章，我们就看到神兴起南国的一个神人去指责耶罗波安的错误。
And chapter 12, God has summoned another.
十三章。
Chapter 13, God has summoned another, the man of God, to rebuke King Jeroboam.
那所以我们看到这都是神派先知去讲他的话。
And we can see how God sent these prophets to proclaim of His words.
这些先知都是奉神的命被差遣去的。
They are all summoned according to God's purpose and being sent forth.
到第十四章
，Chapter 14，
这个亚西亚呢，先知亚西亚再一次的向耶罗波安预告神要做的事。
Once again, Prophet Ahijah prophesies against what God is intended to do.
他很直接的宣告了神对耶罗波安家的审判。
He was very straightforward to tell him of the judgment that God will bring to his family.
这是耶罗波安的家呢，要被神剪除像人剪除家中的粪土一样。
His family will be annihilated, just like what God will remove all these things.
这些宣告后来都一一应验的。
And all these prophecy has come to fulfillment.
到第十五章。
Until chapter 15.
到第十五章，这个就是耶罗波安他的家的结局，照着亚西亚所讲的巴沙登上王位，就把耶罗波安的全家都杀了。
And this is where it prophesies the tragic end to King Jeroboam's family, that his family was destroyed.
那到了第十六章，神又兴起一个先知叫耶夫。
So in chapter 16, God called upon another prophet.
这个耶夫一样去指责以色列王巴沙。
And again, he went to rebuke King Baasha.
那也是一样宣告神的审判。
Once again, he proclaimed God's judgment.
那最后，他们这些离弃神、行神眼中看为恶的事的这些王，他们的遭遇就像先知所讲的完全一样。
So these kings who are evil face the same consequences and a tragic end according to what the prophet had prophesied.
这个北国的王位曾来到了亚哈做王的时候。
So when the northern part came into the time when Ahab was becoming king.
第十六章的第二十九节就说了亚哈他现在接续他的父亲按例做王。做王二十二年。
So chapter 16 verse 29 say that King Ahab had became king of Israel for 38 years.
二十二年呢。
For 22 years.
那亚哈做王这个就是以色列国信仰最黑暗的时候。
And when King Ahab became king, it was the darkest period of time that Israel was facing.
第三十节特别说，他所行的恶比以前的列王更甚。
And the evil things that he has committed is even worse than the rest of the other kings.
甚至比耶罗波安所犯的罪还严重。
It's even more serious than what King Jeroboam had committed before.
因为耶罗波安他是把神的信仰改变了。
Because King Jeroboam changed God's faith.
他是把独一的神，他把他偶像化，变成牛犊放在两个地点让以色列百姓去崇拜。
He idolized God as a golden calf and situated them in two places for the people to worship.
但至少他并没有拜其他的偶像。
at least he did not worship other idols.
他就是把这个该敬拜的独一神把它偶像化而已。
He actually
把它具体化了。
Make it more idolized, something concrete for people to worship.
改变神的敬拜神的规矩，他自己自己定定了这个祭司的系统，改变节期，反正就是以他为主。
He changed the form and the ways of how people worship. He changed the feast, and he actually put himself first.
但是亚哈就不是这样子，不止这样子了。
But not only did King Ahab did not did do that as well.
他现在不但去娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别做妻，而且还真的去敬拜巴利了。
He also married Jezebel and also began to serve Baal and worship him.
第三十二节。就特别说，在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙，在庙里面为巴利筑坛。
He set up altar for Baal in the temple of Baal that he built in Samaria.
三十三节，又做亚瑟拉，以他所行的惹神发怒，比他以前的列王更甚。
He also made Asherah pole and did more to provoke the God, the Lord.
所以亚哈呢，他把自己卖给偶像。
He King Ahab sold himself to the idols.
那在这个这么败坏的时代里面，神兴起的非常有能力的先知以利亚。
So in such a perverse generation, God's call upon a very
powerful
a powerful prophet Elijah.
所以从第十七章开始就是先知以利亚他的事情了。
So this is the beginning of chapter 17. It records the incidents of prophet Elijah.
所以十七章以后一直到列王记下的前几章都是跟以利亚先知有关系的。
And this will be the consequence chapters that has to do with Elijah.
所以列王记十七章以后到列王记下的第八章第十章左右都是以利亚先知跟以利沙先知的事迹。
So all the way until 2 Kings chapter 8, it talks about the incidents of Elijah and Elijah and Elisha.
所以列王的历史跟先知的工作有关系。
So the history of king has to do a lot with the prophets.
我们在读列王记的这一段历史的同时，要注意神兴起先知的重要性。
When we study the history of kings, we have to understand the importance of how God called these prophets.
先知他怎么样来传递神的信息
？And how these prophets preach the message of God.
先知所讲的预言，每一件事情都应验的。
And all the prophecies that they said has come to be fulfilled.
所以我们要注意神兴起先知所讲的话的意义。
We have to be reminded of the purpose of what the prophet has prophesied.
那今天传讲神话语的人就是先知。
Today, those who proclaim God's words, it's being called as a prophet.
先知是要奉神的命被差遣的。
And they are the ones being summoned and called and sent by the Lord.
我们今天在基督耶稣里面，我们领受圣灵，基本上我们都是被神差遣的。
Today in Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit and are baptized. We are being sent by the Lord.
所以主耶稣他复活了之后，他向门徒吹了一口气，要他们说你们要受圣灵。
When Jesus resurrected, he gave off a breath to tell the disciples that they have to receive the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音二十章就是主耶稣对他们的应许，也是对他们的差遣。
John chapter 20 said talks about God's promise and how he sent them out to the world.
所以当主耶稣升天降下圣灵之后，教会就被建设起来。
When the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit and established the church.
所以当时候领受圣灵的主的门徒，你看他们就得到智慧口才开始去传讲福音。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit will receive the eloquence and they have the power to preach the gospel.
他们就讲神的话，也预言，也就是说在传讲神的信息，让众人可以归向神。
They preach the message of God so that men can believe and come back to God.
所以今天我们主的门徒领受圣灵之后，我们同时具备祭司的身份，也成为神所差派的先知。
So today, as disciples of Christ, after we belong to Christ, we have the power, status of a king and also being a prophet that to preach his message.
所以我们的身份是很特别的。
So our status is very special.
我们一定要记住我们在神眼中我们是什么样的人。
We have to remember what status we are in the eyes of God.
这神看我们不是看我们是哪一国人。
God does not see which country we come from.
不看我们是有什么样的教育背景。
And he does not see our educational background.
他看的是我们每一个都是他所爱的人。
He saw everyone as whom he loved.
我们都是被他所拣选的圣洁的百姓。
That we are chosen by him and we are a sacred people.
我们都同承担了他所加给我们的任务跟使命。
We have been entrusted by his commission upon us.
就是要去宣扬这位主他的奇妙的光明的美德。
That is to proclaim the wonderful works that he has done.
要让人的心回转归向神。
To return man's heart once again back to God.
所以今天我们因着主的恩典，我们的身份是特殊的。
So today, according to God's blessing, our status is very special.
我们因着有圣灵的引导，所以我们看到圣经里面的真理。
To the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can see the true message that is in the Bible.
我们就要勇敢的像先知一样去传讲神的话语。
We ought to have this courage, just like the prophet, to proclaim God's message.
那要去传讲神的话语，基本上要经过考验。
To proclaim God's message, we have to go through trials and tests.
特别是需要在信心上被试验过。
Especially in our faith, we have to be tested.
因为当我们没有信心的时候，
because if we are lacking in faith,
有时候该讲的话我们讲不出来。
Sometimes the words we have to we are supposed to speak, we cannot say it.
不该讲的话我们拼命讲。
But the words that we are not supposed to say, we say it endlessly.
因为我们会想要讨好别人。
Because we want to win favor from others.
但其实我们如果从圣经里面看先知，他所留下给我们的榜样。
But we can see the example left behind by the prophet.
我们就看到。其实我们今天应当要在信心上增长。
That we can see today, we have to grow in our faith.
我们就能够生出同样的勇气，跟做出同样的事情。
We can have the same courage and do the same thing.
也能够得到神的祝福。
That we can attain God's blessing.
那成为神所使用的器皿。
To become the vessel used by God.
在这个黑暗的时代里面，能够传讲出神的话语，像明光照在世人的眼前。
In this dark period of time, we are like the light that shines among those people.
所以从十七章开始呢，就看到先知以利亚，他先经过神一系列的考验。
So in chapter 17, we can see how Elijah has gone through all these tests by God.
我们都知道以利亚他在这个北国百姓远离神的这个时代，他做了一件非常很重大的工作。
We can see how Elijah had carried out a great work during the dark periods of the time in the northern part of the kingdom.
所以以利亚也成了一个角色，在说明是要让父亲跟儿女的心归回，能够互相联系的一个角色。
He became a character or a role model in the reconciliation of the father and the son.
看马拉基书第四章。
Turn to
Malachi.马拉基书第四章 第五节
Verse 5.
这是旧约时代的结束的时候。
This is the end of the Old Testament.
第五节说，看啊，主大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
第六节
Verse 6.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
He will turn the hearts of the father to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
这里主大而可畏之日未到以前，就是这个末日之前。
Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord means the end times.
就是主耶稣基督再来之前。
That is before when the Lord Jesus comes.
这个日子是审判的大日。
This is the great judgment day.
在这个大日之前，神要再一次的兴起他的先知以利亚到百姓那里去。
So before the day comes, God once again will call his prophet Elijah to come.
这个以利亚他说他要使父亲的心转向儿女。
And Elijah will turn the hearts of the father to their children.
就是要他要站在世人面前，让神愿意怜悯人。
He has to stand before men so that God can once again show mercy to his people.
同时让儿女的心转向父亲。
And also to turn the hearts of the children to their father.
也就是要将儿女这些世人的心意把它夺回来，来归向天父真神。
Which is the people of the world, like his children, once again, will turn back to their father.
能够平息这个天父他的愤怒。
and will strike out the land with a curse.
也就是说，让我们人的心能够真的归向真神。
So that it means our heart can once again turn back to God.
所以这个先知以利亚的角色啊，就是要去宣告神的信息，也要是让人的心愿意回转归向神的关键人物。
So he's a critical character that is to turn between the hearts of men and the hearts of the children towards God.
所以这个以利亚，其实我们所看到的，就是今天神所建设的真教会。
And Elijah today is what we can see that it's the church that God has established.
也就是我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人。
That is every one of us as brothers and sisters.
我们需要从圣经里面原始的记录去看先知以利亚。他到底经过什么样的试验，能够生出对神这么样坚定的信心
？And we can see how Elijah has gone through all these tests to solidify his faith.
以利亚他的祷告非常有功效。
The prayer of Elijah is full of power and efficacy.
我们知道他在第十八章《列王记上》十八章，他祷告让天火从天降下来。
He can pray and there will be fires casting down from heaven.
让众人承认。只有这位神才是真神。
So that people acknowledge that the God that he believes in is the true God.
让所有的百姓他们能够离弃偶像，专心的来敬拜独一神。
That all the people can forsake their idols and focus and return their hearts back to God.
那有时候我们会想说，以利亚他是很特别的人呢。
We can see Elijah is a very special person.
就是说，哇，他是好像跟我们不一样，我们普通人。有办法跟他比吗
？He's so different from us. We are just very normal people. How can we compare ourselves to him?
但其实以利亚没有什么特别。
But Elijah has nothing special.
他跟我们都一样。
He's just like one of us.
雅各书第五章这样讲。
James chapter 5 tells us.
看雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
在讲到旧约历史的时候，我们一定会看到以利亚这个人物的。
When we talk about the history of Old Testament, we always will come across Elijah.
雅各书第五章第十七节，他特别说
：“Chapter five verse seventeen tells us，
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人呢。他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。十八节，他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
”Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Verse 18. Again he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
你看。他特别强调说，以利亚跟我们是一样的性情，
yeah,
有血有肉的。
It emphasized that Elijah was just a man like you and me.
碰到危险，他会害怕。
When he faced danger, he will be afraid.
没有东西吃，他也肚子饿。
When there's nothing to eat, he will starve.
碰到引诱的时候，他有可能犯罪。
And when he faced temptation, he could sin.
但是他都一一胜过了。
But all this he has overcome.
以利亚祷告大有功效，因为他是义人。
When he prayed, he has a lot of power and efficacy because he was a righteous man.
所以前面第十六节特别说，义人的祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
So he has recorded previously the prayer of a righteous man has is most effective.
所以以利亚祷告不下雨，雨就不降下来呢。
When he prayed, there's no rain and there will be no rain.
当时间到了，他又祷告，雨就降下来。
When the time has come, when he prayed, there will be rain.
全国的饥荒就得到解决。
All the famine of the earth will be safe.
所以他的话非常有力量。
His words are full of power and strength.
因为神听他祷告。
Because God listened to his prayer.
今天我们多么羡慕，我们多么渴望能够成为像以利亚这样子祷告有功效的人。
Today, how we yearn to be like Elijah with our prayer being so effective.
但是这样一个期待不是空想。
But this hope might not be in vain.
而是需要能够从以利亚身上去学习，他是怎么样。能够产生这样的信心
，But it's something we can learn from him that how he can attain such a great faith.
他是怎么样真的在神面前成为义人啊？祷告蒙神垂听
，That how he became a righteous man in front of God and his prayer will be answered.
这就是今天我们需要在信心上成长的关键点。
And this is how critical that we have to learn from him to in order for our faith to be strengthened.
今天我们祷告如果有功效
，Today if our prayer has is powerful and full of efficacy,
我们就会发现。其实神是大有权柄的。
We can realize that how God is Almighty.
不管我们人生遇到什么事情
，No matter how we encounter in our life.
只要我们愿意祷告，跟神诉说
，As long as we pray and we pour out our hearts to Him.
我们就会发现我们所拜的神是值得信靠的。
We know that the God we believe in is worthy of our faith.
其实每一件事情神都为我们安排好的。
Everything that we do, God has arranged for us.
有时候是因为我们没有信心等候他。
It's because sometimes we lack of faith when we're waiting upon him.
所以如果我们的信心能够经过考验，我们一定会成长。
If our faith can go through test, it will be able to grow.
最后也能够像以利亚这样子。
And finally, we can be like Elijah.
我们祷告不但为自己祷告有功效，为别人祷告也功效。
Not only do we pray with a power, we can also pray for others.
我们发现我们跟神很亲近。
We realize that we're very drawn ourselves very close to God.
我们人生只要有神，我们就觉得很平安、很幸福。
As long as we have God in our life, we will be at peace and will be very fortunate.
我们看列王纪上第十七章。
Turn back to 1 Kings chapter 17.
来看神对以利亚的训练。
We see how the training God has exercised on Elijah.
这些训练基本上是我们每一个人都需要经过的。
This training is something that we have to go through.
一开始就说。基列祭区的提示比人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生主以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。”
Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word."
第十七章其实他是在说最后的结果。
Chapter 7 talks about the end results.
也就是说，其实以利亚之前一定去跟亚哈讲过话的。
It means, it shows that he had spoken to King Ahab before that.
亚哈王做王离弃神这件事情惹神发怒。
When King Ahab had departed from God, it incurred wrath among God.
你看，神对一个人离开他，他一定会给他警告。
When a person leaves God, God will send warning to him.
这是为什么神会兴起先知去责备王。
That is why God sent prophet to go and rebuke the king.
所以其实神已经兴起以利亚去指责亚哈的错误。
God had already summoned Elijah to go and point out the mistakes of King Ahab.
问题是亚哈他就不听。
But King Ahab refused to listen.
所以这个时候，你看十七节一开头就是以利亚跟亚哈说：“我现在嘴巴如果不说话。”不求雨，雨就不会降下来。
That is why in the opening chapter, Elijah said, "As long as I do not say a word, there will be no rain."
那所以这一个话就是以利亚说，除非我祷告，不然就不会有雨了。
Unless I pray, then there will be rain.
所以他嘴巴所说的话很重要。
So the words that come from his mouth is very important.
当然，先知的口是由神控制的。
The words of the prophet is controlled by God.
所以你看，亚哈听到这句话的时候，他会不会想要去杀以利亚呢？
When King Ahab heard these words, do you not think that he wants to kill the prophet?
一定很自然的。
It's very natural he wants to.
所以你看，这个时候神哈、哦、马上跟接下去马上跟以利亚说，叫他离开啊，离开。他所住的地方往东边去，去藏在约旦河东边呢。
So after he spoke those words, God wanted to protect him and tell him to go to the east of Jordan.
就是神要他去隐藏。
God wants him to hide himself.
其实那个时候基本上已经不再下雨了，因为以利亚不祷告了。
Because at that
不求雨了。
At that point in time, there is no rain, and because Elijah did not pray.
神跟以利亚说：“你去。”在那个基利西旁边喝那里溪里的水，我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里要供养你。
God instructed Prophet Elijah to go to Kirin Raven, and God will provide him his meals and water for him to drink.
神给以利亚的指示很特别。
God's instruction to Elijah is very unique and special.
其实，在没有水的时候，人通常会往比较潮湿的地方去才对。
When there is usually no
如果干旱没有
When there's no water, people tend to go something that is more humid.
约旦河的东边事实上比西岸更干燥。
The east of Jordan is actually drier than the west of Jordan.
如果饥荒来的时候，东岸事实上是先受苦的。
So when the famine hits, the east would suffer first.
但是这个时候，神跟以利亚说：“你去藏在约旦河的东边。”
But God specifically wants him to hide himself. Prophet Elijah to hide himself in the east of Jordan.
真的，神的指示跟人的逻辑不太一样。
Sometimes God's instruction goes against with man's logic.
神反而要以利亚去住在那个更干燥的地方。
God wanted Elijah to live in a drier land.
在那里更要依靠神。
And all the more, Prophet Elijah has to rely in the Lord.
神叫他去藏起来。
God instruct him, Prophet Elijah to hide himself.
你喝溪里的水。
You can drink the water from the creek.
我已经吩咐乌鸦来供养你了。
I have provided the ravens to feed you.
好，那个以利亚听到神这样说，他就去了。
So upon listening to what God has instructed him, Prophet Elijah went.
第六节就说，乌鸦就早晚叼给他饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。
So verse 6, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
那这个时候，我们就看到了那个神给先知的考验，第一项就是有关于他的生活的问题。
The first test that God showed to his prophet is the necessity of his life.
神要先知去隐藏。
God wants the prophet to hide himself.
因为以利亚已经说，除非我口中说话祷告，不然不会有下雨。
Elijah has said that one, if only I said a word and I pray, then there will be no rain.
其实以利亚身上充满神的能力。
Elijah in fact is filled with God's power.
可是这个时候神要他去藏起来，自己单独过日子。
But at that point, God just wanted him to hide himself and live in solitude.
隐藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，其实让他不会乱说话。
He hid himself in the east of Jordan so that he will not say any other words.
他每天就是要仰赖神过日子。
Every day he has to rely in what God has provided him to live his life.
喝溪里的水，溪里的水是越来越少的。
And the lake, the water from the brook is getting less and less.
他还没有走以前，神就跟他说：“我已经吩咐好了，乌鸦会来供养你。”
Before he depart, God has already instructed that I will feed you with food.
那时候以利亚没有问神说，那乌鸦怎么样供养？要给我什么东西吃
？Elijah did not question God that how did the ravens going to feed me?
乌鸦是不洁净的动物啊。
Ravens are unclean animals.
乌鸦通常有什么东西都先吃啊。
The raven was will eat first.
或者是他把它藏起来啊。
Or they will hide the food themselves.
但是这个乌鸦现在被神已经吩咐好乌鸦了，所以乌鸦不是只有一只，是多数的哦。
But God has prepared a bunch of ravens to feed him.
哦，因为我们看中文看不出来，英文它的乌鸦就是复数的，多数的。
Because you can't see from the Chinese context, but from the English is plural.
所以会有乌鸦这样子，哎，定时来攻击他。
So there will be ravens coming and they will feed him.
当时候以利亚就要相信神所讲的话。
Elijah has to believe what God has said.
他就去了。
And he went.
他去在那里。哎，结果他说早晚呢，乌鸦就叼饼和肉来。
So when he went day and night, the ravens came and feed him.
真的，神所应许的实现了。
What God has promised has fulfilled.
那而且乌鸦基本上是不洁净的鸟，他们一般人来说，他们是不会去碰乌鸦的。
And ravens are considered unclean, and most people do not want to touch them.
那更不用说乌鸦的口水。
Not to say that you touch the mouth of the ravens.
所以现在乌鸦。每天叼饼跟肉来给他吃啊。
The raven will catch with his mouth and drop it for him to eat.
乌鸦他不会叼很大的肉啦，他也不会叼很大块的饼嘛。
It will not be in large size. It will be in tiny portion.
但是一群乌鸦会把这个食物都把它放在他面前呢。
And these ravens will bring the food to the in front of Elijah.
神对先知的照顾其实是很完整的。
God is very complete in his protection and providence.
一天吃两餐，早晚。
And he fed God provided them to provide it.
时间到了，乌鸦就出现，就把饼跟肉掉在他面前。
When the time comes, the raven would always bring food in front of him.
以利亚不用担心说还要做饭，都不用啊。
Elijah does not need to worry how to prepare meals.
那个肉应该也是马上可以吃的， and the, 熟的。
The meat must be cooked and ready to eat.
哦，所以以利亚不用再生火再去烤肉。
Elijah does not need to worry in how to start to cook the meal.
那个饼哦，不知道是什么饼，反正来了就可以吃。
And the bread seems that is ready to eat as well.
那神给他的供给一定是刚刚好他那一天所需用的。
And what God has provided and prepared is just what he needed that day.
所以以利亚不会吃太饱，也不会饿肚子。
It was just the perfect portion that he will not be too starved, too full, and he will not be understaffed.
每一天都定时定量。
Every day it's in a set time and a set portion.
这就是神的福气。
This is the blessings of God.
应该有东西吃的时候，哎，这个东西就出现。
When there's time to eat, things will appear.
那这个你看，当时候以利亚他就经历了神养活他这样一个信心的日子了。
So Elijah, based on his faith, every day, how God has provided him.
那第七节就说，这样的日子不知道过多久，但是等到溪水干的时候，他就要换地方了。
So this went on for a period of time until the brook was dried up.
这其实也说明 溪水干了，雨没有降在地上，啊，这个操练事实上是有一个，每一个神给他的功课都有一个期限。
So it, when the time has come, it shows that God's training it's always for a period of time.
所以我们有时候生活遇到困难的时候，这个都是暂时的。
When we face difficulties in life, we know that this is only temporary.
等到溪水干了之后，
once the brook has dried up,
神再一次的跟他说了。
God once again said to him.
第八、第九节，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去，住在那里。我已经吩咐那里的一个寡妇来供养你。
Verse 9, go at once to Zarephath of Sidon. Stay there, I've commanded a widow that place to supply you with food.
我们看亚哈如果想要抓以利亚，
We see that if King Ahab wanted to capture Elijah.
现在神要以利亚去躲在约旦河东边，基本上这个是远离亚哈王的势力范围。
God has guided him to hide himself in the east of Jordan so that he will be not close to King Ahab.
那一般人如果要想去藏位置，也不会想到那边，所以基本上以利亚在约旦河东是很安全的。
So because the king would not have no idea where he's going to hide, and that according to God's arrangement, King East of Jordan is the safest place.
那可是现在接下来神要以利亚去西顿的撒勒法那个城市去。
But now he has to set forth to Zarephath of Sidon.
我们如果记得前面所讲的亚哈的他的妻子耶洗别是西顿王。
If we remember previously, we mentioned that Ahab's wife is Jezebel of the daughter of Sidon.
所以西顿基本上就是这个耶洗别的势力范围了。
That is in the proximity of near where Jezebel was.
神现在要以利亚去住在西顿的撒勒法的一个那个地方去。
So God wanted Elijah to dwell in Zarephath, which is the region of Sidon.
如果从安全的考虑来说，事实上是以利亚现在进到一个更危险的境地。
From a safety perspective, he's entering into a very dangerous.
事实上是更有可能被亚哈发现被抓的。
And there could be a chance that he will be notified to be captured.
因为当时候西顿是他的另外一个国家，以利亚他的穿着打扮跟西顿人会有差别的。
Because Sidon is a totally different city where Elijah's clothes can be different from them.
那但是神就跟他说，你去住在西顿的撒勒法，我已经吩咐一个寡妇来供养你了。
But God still instructed him to go there and he prepared a widow to feed him.
这个时候，以利亚需要有更大的信心，相信神会保护。
And at this point, Elijah needs to have greater faith to believe that God will protect.
那个寡妇是谁？以利亚不知道。
And Elijah had no idea who the widow
was
going to be.
神已经说我已经吩咐好了，所以神已经安排好了。
But God said I have already prepared.
所以通常神给以利亚的指示就是都跟他说你什么时候去哪里会遇到什么人，神都已经安排妥当。
And the instruction God gives is when you where you go and when you go.
那第十节，以利亚他就真的起身往撒勒法去。哎，到了城门，看到有寡妇在那里捡柴，以利亚就呼叫他说，求你用点器皿，沏点水来给我喝。
Verse 10, so he went to Zarephath, where he went to the town gate. A widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so that I may have a drink?
所以当以利亚照神的吩咐去的时候，他真的就在城门口看到这个捡柴的寡妇了。
So Elijah went according to God, what God has instructed him, and he went to the town gate and saw this widow.
这个寡妇是特别被神选的。
This widow was chosen by God.
所以其实神有更高的旨意在这个寡妇的身上，在她的家庭里。
God has higher expectations to this widow and her family.
这个寡妇她不知道她会遭遇什么事。
The widow does not know how she will encounter things later on in her life.
我们知道寡妇在当世代是一个非常可怜的人。
And we know that during the time at that culture, being a widow is a pitiful thing.
因为她没有依靠。
Because she is lack of support.
是在社会里面最弱势的人。
She's deemed as the weaker party in the society.
在众人都在缺乏的时候，寡妇只能自生自灭了。
People are only care about themselves. They the widow is only left to fend for herself.
所以这个寡妇她基本上一个儿子，她们已经没有什么东西 可以活多久了。
And she only had a son, and she knew that they cannot live any longer.
所以从经文记载，我们知道他本来是想捡点柴回去，把剩下的一点油、一点面做成一些饼，吃完就等死了。
And we can see she was gathering sticks so that she can prepare a little food, for her and her son, and then wait for death.
但是她不知道的就是以利亚会出现在她眼前。
But she has no clue that Elijah will appear in front of her.
现在这个陌生人出现，竟然呼叫她，要她去取点水给她喝。
And the stranger appeared to her and asked her to gather some water for him to drink.
那她就去取水了。
And she went to gather water.
在这个时候，以利亚呼叫她，第十一节，求你也拿点饼来给我。
And he, as she was getting, as she was going to get it, he called and bring me please a piece of bread.
那其实是一点点，是一点一个小小的饼呢。
It could be asking for a tiny piece of bread.
那这个时候，这个寡妇就为难，她第十二节说。我没有饼，我坛内只有一把面，瓶里只有一点油。我现在要找两根柴回家为我儿子做饼，我们吃了就死就死吧。
And the widow was saying that I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die.
其实，当时候第十一节哈，那个以利亚跟这个寡妇说的，给我拿一点饼给我吃哦，这个饼是一个小小的一块的哈。
In verse 11, Elijah wanted to ask for a tiny piece of bread.
但是第十二节这个妇人所讲的说我没有饼，她那个字眼是不一样，不同的字的哈。
But she replied and said, "I don't have any bread."
就是实际上是像蛋糕啦，比较 fancy 的哈，像 feast 的比较好的东西的。
In some context, it means like a cake.
叫 cake， 对，我们有的英文把它翻成 cake， 就是 是比较高级一点的。
There's some translation that it's like a cake, which is a higher grade of a bread.
那时候这个寡妇说，我就一点点油，一点点而已啊，我们准备吃完就等着饿死了。
And she said she only had a handful of flour and a little oil, and after she made them eat, then they will die.
但是第十三节以利亚跟她说。他说：“你不要害怕。”
Verse 13, Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid."
照你所说的去做，就是说你去捡柴回家去可以了。
Go home and do as you said, which means to gather the sticks and go home.
但是只要先为我做一个小饼拿来给我，然后为你和你的儿子做饼。
But first, make a small cake of bread for me from what you have, and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son.
以利亚跟这个妇人说，给他先做一个小饼，他这个意思又不一样了。
The meaning that Elijah intended for her to make a small cake is different.
这个小饼就是像无酵饼、炭烧的饼一样。
This bread is like the unleavened bread, that is roasted.
就是很简单的，一般人在吃的，不会什么很复杂。
It's very simple. Most people would eat it.
一点点面或水，把它烤一烤而已。
It's not complicated. It's just a little flour and a little oil.
所以当时候其实先知对妇人说。你只管先为我做一个小饼，然后再为你自己跟儿子做饼呢。
So the prophet wanted to request her to make the bread for him first, and then made it for herself and her son.
因为神这样说。
Because God has said so.
这是以利亚给妇人最重要的指示。
And this is the most important instruction he gave to the widow.
坛内的面不减少，瓶里的油不短缺，直到神使雨降在地上的日子。
For the For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said: The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jar of oil will not run dry until the day of the Lord gives rain on the land.
这个就是以利亚先跟他说：“你去做饼，你那个面粉哦，用掉了不会少掉，不会没有，一定还会有。”
Elijah promised her that the flour you use will not use up.
油也还会再倒出来的。
The jar of the oil will not run dry.
直到。这个由雨降下来，就是饥荒结束的时候。
Until the day the famine ended and the rain will come.
第十五节就是这个妇人就照以利亚所说去做了。
She went away and did as Elijah instructed her.
她和她家里的人并以利亚吃了许多日子。
So there was food every day for Elijah and her.
十六节就说坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不缺短，正如神借以利亚所说的话一样。
For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jar of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah.
所以我们看到，这个就是神给先知的指示。
We can see this is God's instruction to his, prophet.
神要他去住在寡妇的家里，这是一个很特别的的安排。
To arrange for him to stay at the widow's house is very special.
这个其实训练这个先知，他怎么样在神在人面前要保守圣洁的心。
To train him to guard his heart in front of God, in front of men.
因为对以利亚来说，其实神给他的 这次的训练的功课比以前 更困难。
And this test, the second test God had for him is even more difficult.
神要乌鸦去养他的时候，乌鸦他会去什么地方去叼饼来？这个是神可以提供给乌鸦的。
When God sent the ravens to feed him and bring him bread.
乌鸦是神在养的。
Oh, this is something God raised those ravens.
哦，所以乌鸦一大群哦，他们数量多哈、哦，以利亚。他可以经历乌鸦一群一大群，那是不一样的、啊、就一只跟一大群就不同了。
So because it's a whole group of them to feed him rather than one.
但是现在这个寡妇明明是已经缺乏的。
But this time the widow is already lacking in food.
已经这个寡妇已经比不上那一大群的乌鸦了，你知道吗？
This widow has a lacking in ability to provide for Elijah, not just.
但是
unlike the ravens.
现在以利亚他对神有信心。
But Elijah has faith in God.
他现在照神的话去做了。
He did according to what God has instructed.
他现在告诉这个妇人要怎么样能够度过这个饥荒的难关。
He wanted to help the widow to overcome the famine.
要他先照他所说的话去做。
But she has to listen to what he has instructed her to do first.
这个妇人真的也照以利亚所说的去做了。
And this widow, in fact, has do according to what Elijah instructed her.
所以我们看以利亚他对这个寡妇所讲的，先给我做一点饼是什么意思？
So we can see that what is the meaning intended when he wanted a small bread from her.
其实一开始先知他所要求的就是你去拿一点你家里现成的饼来给我吃了。
He wanted her to bring whatever she has at home to give it to him to eat.
所以第十一节那里说，你拿一点饼来给我，就是说你家里有的，你拿一块来给我就好。
And he said that whatever you have, just bring me, please, from home.
但是这个妇人的回答是说，我没有好东西给你，没办法为你摆上筵席 cake 这个很口渴的那个好东西。
But the widow reply was, I do not have the ability to give you a big feast, a better version of the bread.
也就是说，我本来是没有能力，我是一无所有的人。
That means I have, I'm lacking and I have nothing.
但是先知现在指示他，你为我做一个最小的无效饼来给我。
And then the prophet continued to say, just make a small unleavened bread for me.
神已经说，你用你的油、你的面去做出来的这个饼。之后你的面跟油不会减少。
Because God has promised that as long as you use the little flour and little oil at home, it will never be lacking.
这个妇人就照着先知所讲的话去做。
So she did according to what the prophet has instructed.
真的果然在这一段饥荒众人缺乏的时间里，他跟他的儿子跟以利亚先知都可以得到饱足。
So indeed, upon listening to the prophet,she was preserved during the famine.
所以神给人的照顾供给，事实上都是恰到好处。
So God's preparation and providence for people is often perfect.
神照顾我们每天的需用的饮食。
God took care of our daily needs.
真的，我们今天神所给我们的祝福都是刚刚好，够用。
The blessings that God shower upon us is always just.Inadequate and just right.
这就是像雅古尔他祷告所求的一样。
Just like the prayer of.
我们看箴言三十章。
Turn to Proverbs 30.
箴言三十章。
Proverbs 30.
这是雅古尔的箴言呢，他跟神求两件事。箴言三十章的第七节
，Verse seven, the sayings of Agur.
我求你两件事，在我未死之前，不要不赐给我。
Two things I ask of you, O Lord, do not refuse me before I die.
第八节，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足， 赐给我细用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你说主是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty or riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and said, "Who is the Lord?"
你看，这里就是啊，这个智慧的人啊，他向神所祈求的。
This is a plea of a man full of wisdom.
其实神赐给我们的也都是刚好我们所需用的。
Things that God has provided us is exactly what we need.
你看神啊，让这个啊先知跟啊寡妇这个家庭呢，经历了神的照顾。
God enabled the protection between the widow and his and her family.
这在当时候是一个很大的恩典，因为他们不会因为饥荒而没命。
At that time, it is considered a great blessing because they did not perish during the famine.
那我们看神的先知哈，真的也在这一个这一段时间里面保守圣洁。
We can see during the time God.The prophet of God can keep himself holy.
那在这个家庭呢，他们所得到的恩典还不只是这样子。
And not only did they receive such blessings at in their home.
我们看回来第十利未利王记上第十八十六啊十七章。
Turn back to First Kings chapter 17.
第十七节之后，特别提到这个寡妇的儿子生病死了。
And it was recorded that the widow's son had was sick and he died.
你看第十八节哈。
Verse 18.
这个妇人对以利亚说：“神人啊，我与你何干？你竟到我这里来，使神想念我的罪，以致我的儿子死呢？”
Verse 18. She said to Elijah, "What do you have against me, man of God? Did you come to remind me of my sin and kill my son?"
你看这件事情，让我们想到一件事。
This incident makes us think of reflect on one thing.
这个妇人她是得到神恩典的人。
This widow has received God's blessing.
她接待了先知。
She received God's prophet.
神祝福她，让她的油跟面没有减少。
God's blessed her so that she would never run out of oil and flour.
所以她经历了神的福气，神养活她。
She has gone through God's blessing and God has provided for her.
但在这个恩典，在恩典底下哈。
But underneath the blessing.
其实她想起了她自己的罪来。
She was reminded of her own sin.
因为她现在她的儿子死了。
Because her son had died.
他现在想到的是说，他自己的罪导致了这个儿子而死。
She could have thought that the cause of the death of her son is due to her sin.
他也知道，因着先知来到他的家庭，所以神对他的要求，神看重这个罪一定要解决这个问题。
Because the prophet has entered into her house and God has made her face the consequences of her sin.
因为有神人在他家里，所以他认为神对他的要求就高。
Because the son of God is on in her house, she thought that God's expectation on upon her is very high, and she pondered on her own sin.
才会导致这个儿子的死亡。
And that's why it led to the death of her son.
所以其实这个妇人她知道她自己有罪。
The widow knows that she has sinned.
她并不是一个无罪的人。
She's not a sinless person.
现在神的恩典临到她的家庭。
Now that blessings has come upon her family.
其实我们看到神的恩典就是要让我们能够知道罪，也能够承认罪。
This is to tell us that when the blessings come upon our family, we have to know of sin and recognize sin.
那更重要，这个神的恩典要改变我们，要更新我们，让我们诚实能够遵行神的话语。
And this blessing has taught us how to be honest with ourselves and to keep His word.
你看这个妇人哈，她说，为什么现在神一定是想起我的罪，所以我的儿子死了。
She thought that God had remembered her sin, and that's why is the cause of the death of her son.
现在以利亚就为他儿子祷告。
Elijah was intercede for her son.
他说：“求神说，神啊，神啊，难道是因为我来到这个家庭，所以你就让他儿子死了吗
？”Oh Lord, have you brought upon tragedy because of upon this widow I am staying with by causing her son to die?
所以他就祷告，求神让这个孩子能够活起来。
He pleaded with God to resurrect her son.
第二十二节特别说，神应允以利亚的话，孩子的灵魂就能入他的身体，他就活了。
The Lord heard Elijah's cry, and the boy's life returned to him.
所以我们在这里看到以利亚他的祷告非常有功效了。
We can see how powerful and effective Elijah's prayer is.
他的祷告不但能让 雨不降下来，更可以让死人复活。
Not only did his prayer stop the rain, but also can cause a person to come back from life.
这是让以利亚更经历了神的权柄，也看到祷告的重要性。
It shows that he has the authority of he carried the authority of God and the power of prayer.
二十一节特别提到以利亚三次祷告。
It recorded that he prayed three times.
最后神就听了他的祷，他的祈求，孩子活了。
At the end, God listened and resurrected the boy.
他就把孩子交带起来，交给他的这个母亲。
He handed the boy back to his mother.
那这个时候，二十四节妇人跟以利亚这样说。
So verse 24, the woman said to Elijah.
现在我知道你是神人，神借你口所说的话是真的。
Now that I know you're a man of God and the word of the Lord from your mouth is the truth.
也就是说，你现在先知的口所讲的话是真理，他所预言的一定会实现。
The words that come forth from a prophet is the truth, and what he said, will be fulfilled.
所以这个妇人她对神的话语就更相信了。
She all the more believe in the word of God.
所以我们看到这个寡妇的家庭，她得到神的恩典，因为她有信心接待这个先知。
We can see how this her family was being blessed by the Lord because she received this prophet.
那这个恩典让人知道罪，人在神面前会有过犯。
This blessing enabled her to recognize her own sin that man will transgress against the Lord.
当人看到神的恩典，就愿意承认我们是不足的。
When man sees the blessing of God, we can recognize how we are not, we're lacking and incomplete.
那如果我们愿意求告神
，As long as we're willing to call upon the Lord,
我们就看到神是听人祷告的神。
We know that God is a God who listens to our prayer.
神的恩典最后是要让我们改变，能够更新，除去罪。
His blessing is so that we can repent, return, and remove sin.
然后让我们可以真的相信神所讲的话是真实，是真理。
That we truly believe the word of the Lord is the complete truth.
凡愿意遵守的就得福气。
Whoever willing to keep his word will attain blessing.
所以我们看到在这整个事件里面，以利亚的信心增长了。
We can see throughout this whole incident, the faith of Elijah had grown.
神把他隐藏起来。
God hid Elijah.
神训练以利亚专心的依靠神给他的供给。
God trained him to rely on him for his lesson.
虽然条件越来越差，环境越来越险恶。
Even the circumstances become less favorable and it become more and more dangerous.
但是神的恩典也越来越多。
But God's blessing increased more and more.
凡愿意照先知所讲话的人 的话去做的人都得福气。
Whoever carry out what the prophet had told them to do will receive blessing.
同时我们也看到以利亚他真的保守圣洁，在神面前成为义人。
And we can see how Elijah kept himself holy and became a righteous man in front of God.
让他的祷告能够得到神的垂听。
That his prayer will be answered by the Lord.
那最后连寡妇他的信心都增长。
And at the end, the faith of the widow has also increased.
他现在相信神借着先知口所说的话都是真的。
She truly believed that the word of the Lord from the prophet's mouth is the complete truth.
今天神的话都写在圣经里面。
Today, God's word is recorded in the Bible.
我们看了圣经的这些记录之后，
we can see all the incidents recorded.
我们会不会相信圣经所给我们的应许是实在的，是会实现的？
Do we truly believe that the promise and the prophecies recorded will be fulfilled?
我们如果真的读到圣经的重点，
if we read the main point of the Bible,
我们越读圣经，我们就越有信心。
The more we read, the more faith we have.
我们越相信我们所依靠的真神是赐平安的神。
The more we believe in the Lord we rely on is the true God.
有时候神给我们一些困难的环境，是在考验我们的信心而已。
Sometimes we have to go through some difficulties. It's because God wanted to test us.
他最后一定是要帮助我们成长。
At the end, his intent is to help us to grow.
让我们对他能够真实的信服了。
That we can truly submit and believe in Him.
那在我们心中真的敬拜这独一的真神。
That in our heart we can know that we worship this true God.
那所以我们可以在神面前欢呼喜乐。
That we can rejoice in front of God.
所以你看以利亚，他经过神的这个训练之后
，After Elijah had undergone training from the Lord,
他也经历了神垂听人祷告的这个，有时候需要等候。
He understand that sometimes one needs to wait.
这是为什么到了第十八章之后
？That is why until chapter 18,
我们看到神在时候满足的时候，要以利亚祷告，要雨要降下来了。
Because when the time is up, God will command Elijah to pray, and the rain will come.
以利亚勇敢的去见亚哈王。
And when Elijah will have the courage to face King Ahab.
最后让百姓的心回转。
So to turn the hearts of the people back to God.
因着他的祷告，让饥荒得到解决。
And because of his prayer, the famine can be resolved.
然后众人可以大声欢呼啊，能够赞美神。
The people will rejoice once again and give glory to God.
所以我们生活当中不管遇到什么样的挑战，
So in our daily life, whatever challenges we face,
神他一定已经准备好给我们一条出路。
God has already prepared a way out for us.
他已经应许他要帮助我们，我们是否相信呢？
He has given us our promise, and it is up to us if we want to believe.
圣经所记录的这些历史基本上都是帮助我们在信心上成长的。
All this history that's been recorded is a way to help us to grow.
我们现在最后看罗马书十五章。
Turn to last verse, Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 4。
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
第五节。
Verse 5。
但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神。我们主耶稣基督的父。
May the God who give endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourself as you follow Christ Jesus. Verse 6, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们都能够继续的从读圣经当中得到神教训我们的道理。
May we continue to learn all the, through Bible reading and the teachings.
不管在什么样的环境当中都可以忍耐，也可以得到从神来的安慰。
In whatever circumstances, we learn to endure and to receive comfort from the Lord.
进一步的能够得到神所赐永不衰残的盼望。
To once again receive the everlasting hope.
最后，我们可以同心的效法耶稣基督，一起来荣耀赞美神。
That we can emulate the Christ with one heart.
一起来唱诗。
Sing him.
136首。
136.